next to Ruby Tuesday.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, January 25th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. 7:25 this morning. Josh Williams is going to join us. We're going to talk some NFL. We talk some NFL overtime stuff. He's got all the stats that you were looking for, Mr. 24, about NFL overtimes. We'll get to that today with him. We'll also talk Clemson and NC State college basketball tomorrow. And finally, and he told me this last night, there is a statistic out there for the nation's number one basketball team in Tennessee that I was completely shocked about. So we'll get that to you coming up. At 8:05 this morning, Tyler Vissen will join us. Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. And we're going to talk about small game season and the quick shout out to Turkey Ridge for quail hunting. We'll talk about some wildlife services a little bit with Tyler coming up at 8:05. This morning. Besides that, we could talk about the PGA Tour yesterday. John Rahm goes 10 under par. Tiger Woods 2 under par. We'll get you the latest scores there. Some college basketball from yesterday. 3 games with ranked teams. 4th ranked Gonzaga went to Santa Clara. Pretty impressive. 98-39. Michigan State went to 19th ranked Iowa and won 82-67. Very impressive. And 21st ranked NC State fell at 23rd ranked Louisville. 84-77. Also, Syracuse last night down Miami, 73-53. And the weekend coming up, you've got some interesting games. Gamecocks go to Oklahoma State. We've got this SEC Big Ten Challenge thing coming up this weekend. Tomorrow up in Raleigh, you have Clemson and NC State, 2 o'clock tip, 1:30 pregame show. You'll have ACC games this week. Georgia Tech, Duke, no. Virginia goes to Notre Dame, nah. Pittsburgh, Louisville might be of some interest, maybe. Florida State, Miami might be a decent game. A little college basketball coming up for you this weekend. Senior Bowl as well. Now, this is going to be interesting, and we'll see how our local players, Hunter Renfrow, Mark Fields and Debo Samuel do at the Senior Bowl. There's a story out yesterday that came out just about as we're signing off the air, as they always do. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting that Georgia and Clemson will make about between $5 million or 80% of the ticket revenue, whichever one is higher. Both schools will be required to sell 28,500 tickets when they play in the Georgia Dome, and they can sell 10 times that. So the Tigers and Bulldogs, now this said that Georgia normally makes about $3 million per game for a home game. So this is actually better, $5 million per team, at least $5 million per team there. Speaking of college football, we've got a weird story Brew McCoy, who hadn't been at Southern Cal a week, is transferring. We can't even make it a week now without transferring. He's a five-star athlete. We'll tell you a little bit about him and maybe some schools a school or two that he could be looking at. Women's basketball, you heard the action here last night. Boy, you got to give it to Lady Tigers. Going to eighth-ranked NC State, the last of the unbeaten teams in the country. Clemson gets its second ACC loss, but 54-51, and had a lead there under 4 minutes to go and had a chance to come down the stretch several times. But a nice win for NC State. Boy, learned a lot about Clemson again last night. Still tough schedule with Notre Dame coming to town and with Louisville coming to town. Two more highly-ranked teams there. I want to get into the transfer stuff. Virginia Tech has 8 transfers, and this transfer epidemic that could be destroying college football. Not destroying, but really hurting college football. I have some additions and subtractions to Junior Day, and we kind of tell you, at least before we go off the air, who we expect in for Junior Day tomorrow, maybe the most impressive group of athletes to ever step foot on this campus. I have a question that I saw posed yesterday. Where can Trevor Lawrence improve? Got a thought or two about that. Rashawn Gary, Michigan defensive lineman, starting his own agency. He'll give you some thoughts about that coming up. There's one team that has the most difficult schedule in college football next year, and it's not even close. We'll tell you who that is coming up a little bit later on. Athlons has their top 25 games for 2019 football season, and I can tell you Clemson has the number 2 game and the number 15 game in the country next year, according to Athlons. So we'll get into that a little bit. And then finally, and this is going to be the major topic for 7 o'clock hour on for the most part. What is Dabo's most impressive win here at Clemson? And I've narrowed it down to about 5 for you. But we'll get to that as the show goes on. A lot to do here on a Friday, getting ready for the weekend. Also, don't forget, we always do this on Fridays. We'll get the Zach Orr. We'll get his biggie games of the week and what all he's looking forward to this weekend. Can't wait for that. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, and the guy who has the getaway car ready now, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, Bo.
People back into spots. I don't know if you know that.
Well, not often. That's the third time you've done it in 3 years.
Pretty often. That's not true at all, actually.
No more than 5.
Maybe you're just not as observant as you think you are.
Maybe. How are you? Did you just cough up a lung?
Yeah, pretty much.
How are you?
I'm not too bad this morning. How about yourself? A little chilly on the way in.
Ugh.
I wasn't prepared for the cold. Didn't know it was going to be this cold.
Ugh. You could have it, man. I told you. It's going to sound like this next year. Coming to you live from Hollywood Beach, Florida. It's the Mickey Paula Show. Welcome to January and February. This is the Mickey Paula Show. I mean, I just can't. I can't take it anymore.
If you think I'm doing 2 straight months of you being on remote, you are sadly mistaken.
2 straight months. We'll figure something out. It's 29 degrees right now. We'll figure something out because we'll do some sort of FaceTime thing where we can still see each other during the show, because that is vital, believe it or not. We do signals to each other. Zach has his get-back coach over there, which is always nice. By the way, you look great on a casual Friday, finally. You know, I know you wear suit and tie here every day, but I like just the sport coat with the non-tie look over there. It's nice.
I appreciate it. I see you didn't try this morning, so
no,
that's good.
Oh, no, I never try. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm great. Happy to be here this morning after it's not a good loss, but a tough loss last night for the Clemson women's team up there in NC State.
They're good, man. Clemson's good.
They're competitive.
Very much so.
Yeah.
One of the biggest turnarounds I've ever seen. So that's good. Besides women's basketball last night, what was sandwiched between the Mickey Paula Show and women's basketball for you?
Tiger Woods. I watched the first 9-10 holes.
Yeah. What'd you think?
It was kind of a roller coaster for me.
Really?
Because his ball striking.
Yeah.
His driving was fantastic.
Yeah.
But he was putting like a blind man yesterday. Speed was fine. Just couldn't find the right line more times than not.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to watch any of it?
I watched a few holes. We had doctor's appointment. And then we went and toured the hospital. And then we had dinner in Greenville last night. And then we didn't get home till 8:30. So I was gone yesterday from 11 to 8:30. So I didn't get to see a ton of it. Saw maybe 3 or 4 holes.
What'd you have for dinner?
Had a nice dinner.
Where'd you go?
I do a speaking engagement in Greenville every year, and they gave me a gift certificate to a very nice restaurant there. And it was good. Mary had some salmon, and I had a steak, and we had some crab cakes, and it was nice.
I know where you went.
Huh?
I know where you went.
Yeah, it's nice. So that's good. Mary can't wear a whole lot of clothes now, so she wears these maternity jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't sit in the dining room last night. So
because of the jeans?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But that I like that rule, man. You know what? That's your club. You need to do it right. That's good. But the food's fantastic. One of the some of these crab cakes are great. The steak was fantastic, so it was good. Really, really good.
Was it for a free meal or for a certain monetary value?
Monetary value.
Did you meet the monetary value or
exceeded it?
You exceeded it.
Yeah, because that way I like exceeding it, because that way you can, you know, add the tip on, you know, do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Take care of those take care of you. It was good though. Really good food, man. Really, really good food. We had a great time. Good people, good stuff.
Good.
Hospital's great. Nice over there. Bon Secours East Side over there. St. Francis East Side. This is typical right here, dude. Typical. It's a Little John East Siders over there. No, this is typical. I thought we were going to like this regular St. Francis, right? So yeah. I said, I know where this is. And Mira says, all right, so I'm putting a GPS anyway, and it's not at the same place. I'm like, I know where we're going. And she's like, yeah, you know where we're going, all right. But anyway, nice and clean there. Doctor's office got some good news yesterday. He's moved. He's down there. He's ready.
Is that right?
Doctor says he's thinking the next 2 weeks, and made a little guess at about 7.5 pounds. Everything, he looks healthy, and mama's happy and healthy, and little boy's happy and healthy, and man, we're ready.
Oh, boy.
You getting nervous?
2.5 weeks, you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you got everything ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, mainly because I just want to meet the little fella, you know?
Sure.
Just have him come on in. So what are you and another really good friend of mine got as excited as anybody?
I mean, how can people not be excited?
My wife said it best. People don't care about your baby, man. I mean, they do on the surface, but really, they got their lives out there. But like you and my buddy, y'all are really, really into it, which is great.
No, we care about the little guy.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
We're excited about it.
What did I miss besides? So you watched Tiger all day yesterday. That was good. Hey, by the way, what's on tap for segment two?
Actually, that transfer stuff. I got a list of the teams with the most players in the transfer portal, and I kind of wanted to talk about that and what teams can afford those losses and can't, and dive all the way into that. And we have players going into the transfer portal that were early enrollees at the beginning of this month.
That's crazy. This Brew McCoy kid from Southern Cal.
So we'll talk about that.
Man, that's crazy. He hadn't been there.
It's nuts.
That's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I guess 2 weeks later, he didn't like it. Hey, at least he did that. At least he realized it pretty early on. So I'm looking forward to that. Talk to you about that. I have an interesting topic today. Did you hear that? The Dabo's most impressive win. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to define impressive, but I have narrowed it down for you to several of these games. And I'll get that list of games, and I'll even listen to another of the list of games. But I think it's pretty obvious, like, what the five or so most impressive wins are. And you can say, like again, I'm not going to define impressive for you. But you can say, man, like, putting up 77 on Louisville this year, that's impressive. But Louisville was terrible. So, basically, the LSU win, I think, has to be in the conversation. Because that really set things, and the Tigers were so dominant, even though it took a last-second field goal. I put the Oklahoma Orange Bowl, the 37-17 college football semifinal in there. Put the very first Alabama game, the second Alabama game, first national championship in there. I'm going to say I put the Ohio State 31-0 Fiesta Bowl college football semifinal in there. I put the Notre Dame game this year, 30-3. In there, and then I put the 44-16 in there. There are others. There are, you know, beating third-ranked Louisville is, you know, ultra impressive against two top five teams here in Death Valley. That was one of them. But if you think about it, and another thing, I'm going to get you Dabo's record against top 10 competition, which is simply amazing to me. So we'll talk about that a little bit. So looking forward to them. Any off the top of your head, besides those five or six that I mentioned, any glaring omission in your mind of those other wins that just like really just impressed you? Like people across the country took notice in.
No.
Someone said Miami. No Miami whooping. I mean, 58-0 against Miami is great, but that was a terrible Miami team.
And Miami team was a sham.
So a 31-0 win against the third-ranked Ohio State team is more impressive than a 58-0 win against a bad Miami team, right?
Correct.
Texas said Cole Stout's win against Oklahoma. Yeah, that was a big game, an important game. I'm more impressed against a good Oklahoma team. That wasn't a great Oklahoma team in Orlando. That was a really good Oklahoma team, fourth-ranked Oklahoma team in the country. That was one of them. Texas said 56-7 against South Carolina. Yeah, but that wasn't a good South Carolina team.
And again, it made the country sit up and notice. No one cared about that.
Notre Dame in the rain. I think you can certainly say that. Even though comparing them, is there anybody out there that would think the Notre Dame win in the rain was more impressive than the 30-3 win in the Cotton Bowl?
No.
Right. So, no. I mean, again, if we want to go by, there's 25 or 30 really big important games that the guys won here, and we could go back and list all those. I'm just trying to get you down to where, you know, to a conceivable number here, I mean, a workable number here, and it's about five or six so far. We'll consider other ones. Texas said Texas A&M this year. No. One by two at A&M. And that's a good but not a great team there. No, that's not in the same category as beating Ohio State 31-0, beating Alabama 44-16, beating the Notre Dame 30-3, beating LSU the way they did in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Those are the impressive ones. The ones that are like the ultra-impressive ones.
Bama, Ohio State, LSU. What were your other two? I'm sorry.
The first Bama win and the first Oklahoma win in the Orange Bowl, 37-20 against Baker Mayfield.
So no regular season wins.
It's a good point. That's a good point. If you did, maybe beating third-ranked Louisville here.
Giant game. Huge game.
But is there anybody out there that says that game, that win, is more impressive than 31-0 against Ohio State? See, I mean, I don't want to put games out there just to put games out there.
Impressive? No. No.
Big.
It was important.
Important, no doubt about it.
There's some losses that were important at Clemson.
Sure. But the question is, what was the most impressive win?
Sure.
And really, I've got it down to three. But we'll talk about that. Five or six to could talk about, and then go on that route. So anyway, we'll get into that 7 o'clock today, right? Looking forward to that. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all, friends. We're at January the 25th right now. Can I tell you that we're within 3 weeks of Valentine's Day? St. Valentine will be very good to you. If you're looking for the man in your life, he's got they have the Swiss watches over there, the woman in your life, they've got all the diamonds, the engagement rings, the earrings, the necklaces, the bracelets, unbelievable. So you're going to absolutely love our friends at Reed's Jewelers. No one will beat them when it comes to selection, service, prices, customer service, jewelry repair. No wonder they're the top performing store in the entire company. So take it from me. I've been there. I've done that. And I will always go back to Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. So great friends at Reed's Jewelers. When we come back, we'll talk transfers with Zach Orr in segment number two right after this.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Philo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's Pizza and a Pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College, is assisting with the recruitment and training for Patriot Automation. Patriot Automation is committed to providing industrial automation systems and is currently seeking panel build technicians. Qualified candidates must have high school diploma or GED or relevant work experience. For a full job description and to apply online, go to sctechjobs.com or your nearest SC Works office. Patriot Automation is an equal opportunity employer.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 182-point inspection, but it used to be more, like .210, the dog hair interrogation.
Nice Accord, Mark. Bet you thought you could fool us, huh? What's this labradoodle hair doing in the back seat?
Probably from my friend's dog.
Sure it's not your dog's hair?
I don't have a dog.
Oh, then you passed.
You can see why we cut it down. Visit HondaCertified.com to check out our latest certified pre-owned inventory from KBB.com's 2018 Best Value brand.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Any day is perfect for ice cream, like a delicious pint of Clemson's Best gourmet ice cream, made with ingredients fresh from South Carolina farms. It isn't no-fat, low-fat, dairy-free, or organic. It's nostalgic ice cream like Grandma made when every kid took a turn at the churn. Try it in four southern flavors: peaches and cream, strawberry shortcake, homemade vanilla, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's Best gourmet ice cream. To find a retailer, go to clemsonsbest.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Segment number two of hour number one here on a nice Friday show, Mickey Plyler. Nick Lavery, Mickey, is someone you need on your side. He's Clemson's local attorney. He'll help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or are dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. He's a former state prosecutor and a longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our Clemson and Upstate community for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case today, call Nick Lavery at 864-654-3680. Again, that's 864-654-3680. Mickey, your favorite topic to talk about in college football, transfers. I know you love them. I know you can't get enough of them. And I have a list here in front of me of the teams with the most players currently in the NCAA transfer portal. Does that interest you at all?
Of course it does. It's college football, and it's a big story. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean I'm not interested in it. I'm very interested in it.
We'll start from the bottom of this list.
Are you going to say starting at the bottom now we're here?
Yes. Your Georgia Bulldogs with five players in the transfer portal. Your Texas Longhorns with five players in the portal.
You don't have the list of how many they're getting either, though, do you?
No, I just have the list of who's in there currently from their team.
Okay.
And
by the way, does that include Fields has already transferred out for Georgia?
No, they shouldn't because he's already gone.
So they had six total. No, seven total because they had one kid to go to Illinois, tied in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it does include those.
There's
guys.
One more five. Let me get to it before you start asking all these crazy questions.
Okay.
U of SC has five in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on those five teams, or three teams?
But that's not the most, right?
No.
It's starting at the bottom.
Four more teams I'm going to list here.
Okay.
Would you like me to list all of them first?
No. Look, kids transfer for different reasons. Homesick, academics, depth chart, coaching changes, girlfriends, future parenting, stuff like, there's all kinds of stuff in there. So it's hard to look at a one-year deal in there, but it doesn't surprise me, those numbers. I'm not shocked at those numbers.
Fantastic. SMU has six players in the portal. Illinois has seven. Virginia Tech has eight. Yeah. And you know the team with the most players in the transfer portal? Eight. It is not. It is Penn State with 11 players in the transfer portal.
I don't understand Virginia Tech because I don't really see any glaring. I don't think like Fuente is some sort of Bobby Knight where he's beating the kids senselessly or anything like that. I can see that happening to James Franklin, though. 11 transfers? Double hockey sticks.
Double 11. Hockey sticks, 11 transfers.
That's crazy, man. That's absolutely crazy.
That'll hamper a program. That'll put a crunch under your arm.
Let's think about it like this for a second. Now, we don't know if all those are scholarship players because I saw where a couple of these guys are transferred out there were walk-ons before other places. But you're talking about 13% of your roster. Here's my major problem with it. You ready?
Sure.
In one of these things that we... Now, a lot of these guys got to sit out a year. We're trying to get it where nobody sits out and everybody can go and just go free agency year to year and have anarchy out there. I get all that. Justin Fuente, I thought, seemingly was building something at Virginia Tech. Justin Fuente took over a program that, quite frankly, was not in great shape at Virginia Tech. And within a pretty quick time frame there, he turned things around. Now, he was left with a decent roster, but he went 10-4 in his first year, won the ACC championship game, finished 16th in the country. The following year, he goes 9-4 and finishes 24th or 25th in the country, two different polls. His past year, 6-7. I thought this past year would have been down for them simply because they weren't very experienced. They lost a lot of key players from last year. So I'll ask you, Mr. Or 24. Can we agree that through 2 years, 10-4, 9-4, he's 19-8 and won the division once and finished top 25 both of his first 2 years?
Yeah.
After what he took over, it looked like Justin Fuente is a really good football coach and this program's in great shape. 6-7 and eight transfers later, including the starting quarterback, can you now say, well, you can't really criticize that because their starting quarterback last year was a transfer. So you live by it, you die by it, I guess. But can you now say, hey, wait a minute, man, Justin Fuente's not as good as I thought he was. He's still the same coach. He still knows the same X and O's. But now it looks like, oh, wait a minute. I just think it's so hard to have stability when 1 year. Let me put it another way. And we can always put this in Clemson's terms or South Carolina's terms or Georgia's terms.
Okay.
What if Brent Venables left to take a head coaching job and all the linebackers at Clemson said, man, we want to play Coach Venables. We came here to play Coach Venables. He's gone now, so I'm going to transfer back closer to home. And eight linebackers left. And now all of a sudden Clemson goes 6-6 next year because they can't stop anybody. And they go, well, Dabo Swinney, he can't coach anymore. He's not a good coach. It's terrible for the stability. And you can't plan. Like, all these guys, are playing. I guarantee you right now, I know this. They look at their depth charts for this year, next year, the following year. They've got all their things, how many scholarships we have. We're a board. Here's a really good recruit. This is heavy, this area. So they got it all laid out. And all of a sudden, 1 year, these kids decide to up and leave. And now all of a sudden, it's just uprooted. So there's no continuity in your program.
Is this as simple as these players are still Beamer's kids? And after one down season, they want out?
I don't see how, because 1, 2, three. I don't know how what years these guys are. Are they all seniors? I don't know that.
I have no idea.
But Josh Jackson wasn't a Beamer guy. You know? I think it comes to this, man. And I was talking to a college coach yesterday about it. It comes to, we look for, put it this way. Go to a Little League football game right now. Go to a Little League basketball game right now. Go to a Little League baseball game right now. Go over to Nettles Park. Go over there to the Clemson Rec. Go to Pickens Rec or to, you know, go to your Y's and see it, your church league teams and see it, whatever. And when little Zach doesn't play a lot, or when little Zach misses a bunch of shots or makes a couple of errors, or he's on the mound, he gets hit up pretty hard, he strikes out three times, you know, they blame the coach. It's the coach's fault. So all these guys, to me, I don't know what percentage it is, but it's like, all right, I'm not playing here, so I'm going to go play somewhere else. Does that make sense? I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's like we look for somebody to blame because you're not good enough, you're not working hard enough, you made the wrong decision, whatever. So I'll limit that part of, I'll just go somewhere else.
Does that happen as rampant as you lay it out there to happen? When did it start happening, I guess, is the better question. Because I don't remember it happening, if at all, when I was growing up playing Little League and all this stuff.
You mean as far as what happens in Little Leagues now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens now. Go, I'm telling you, go ask Little League baseball, football, basketball coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. Go ask a college football coach has to deal with parents. I don't think NFL guys have to deal with parents. I don't know. I know NBA's got to deal with KJ McDaniel's mom, but and you got the ball guy. You got to put up with his dad, but college coaches have to put up with parents and like phone calls from parents.
Little League is to learn the game and to have fun. That is what Little League is. Should be the preface to it.
You know what we do now, Zach?
What?
We have kids that play on certain travel ball teams that aren't good enough to play, and the coach isn't playing them. So parents get together, the second team guys say, we'll start our own travel ball team. And there's a second travel ball team that's put together.
Mm.
It's happening, man. I can tell you this. I know 5 or 6 principals. I know a couple of people in the district offices of Anderson and Pickens and Oconee counties. I know my friends that I went to school with, whatever, that are administrators at high schools and middle schools and elementary schools. And I know a couple of people who've been superintendents and stuff like this. And your kid hits some kid. Your kid takes a pencil and stabs some kid. Your kid kicks some kid. Your kid steals something from some kid. And the very first phone call you take to parent, what? No, our son didn't do that. Our daughter didn't do that. No, that's your fault. It's the teacher's fault. Something went wrong there. I know people who are teachers right now, even in college teachers right now, and they'll get said, why did you give my son a D? Like, what? I didn't give your son a D. Well, we'll transfer to another class. We'll transfer to another school. We'll transfer to... It happens, man. That, at least that's what I'm hearing. Maybe you hear what you want to hear, but that's what I hear from teachers, administrators, professors.
I believe you. I'm just curious. I don't have any exposure to that right now. Mm. All I have, my buddy coaches the JV basketball team he works as a teacher. And one of his leading scorer on the team got hurt playing travel ball, and he is livid against the whole organization of travel basketball.
Man, I got it in my family. I got it in my family who are like, well, our daughter would never drink alcohol. Now, her friends are drinking like crazy, but she wouldn't do that. She's only 15. Yeah. She's out there hammered on a Friday night, but she tells you she doesn't, but other people do. So, yeah. Nobody's kid ever does anything wrong. It's always somebody else's fault. It's a good point. Text right here said, Mr. Ory's right. Lots of transferring in high school now for some reason. So I'm transferring a peewee, getting them started all the time. I'm like, what? We're doing this AAU stuff. Guys are getting paid $39,000 a year to transfer to AAU teams. But we'll pay for 3 or 4 different AAU teams, 3 or 4 different high schools. We'll go to whatever system suits us. We'll go to whatever coach suits us. And if it doesn't no longer suits us and we get beat out for some reason, it's the coach's fault, we'll just transfer out. Crazy.
Now, what do you call it when this is the same along the same lines with this kid from USC?
I don't know what happened there. He was there basically a week. Drew McCoy.
Does it, I guess, have anything to do with Cliff leaving to go to the NFL?
Could be. But now he's not. He's not going to play quarterback. He's an athlete, like a defensive end, wide receiver.
He was a linebacker, wide receiver kind of guy.
Right.
But he was going to play wide receiver at
maybe
Southern Cal.
But they hadn't named who their offensive coordinator is yet, have they?
No.
Let me be clear about something. If you choose Southern Cal based upon Cliff Kingsbury being your offensive coordinator, then you got your priorities out of whack.
You want to go play for a guy. You just mentioned they want to play for Venables.
What do you think the odds are that someone, Kingsbury is too easy of an example here. Mm-hmm. What do you think the odds are that I choose a college based upon who the new offensive coordinator, look, you've recruited me for 3 years and I'm considered, I go to your camps and I'm going to a lot of different camps, I'm going to a lot of different schools, a lot of different unofficial visits, a lot of different official visits. And then right here before signing day, in December before signing day, I find out, hey man, you got Cliff Kingsbury as your offensive coordinator. What do you think the odds are that Cliff Kingsbury, who's been a head coach already, who wants to be a head coach again, what do you think the odds are that Cliff Kingsbury is going to be there for 4 years, if a redshirt 5 years? So that's the reason you're making that decision?
I'm with you. I'm just trying to
priorities out of whack,
to put
bro.
Some kind of
brew,
some kind of meaning behind this.
Listen up, brew. It's not happening that way. You could go because of depth chart. Now look, Hunter Johnson. Or Zarek Cooper at quarterback, depth chart is important. I can understand all these quarterbacks. You only play one quarterback. You play a bunch of defensive linemen, a bunch of tailbacks, a bunch of wide receivers, a bunch of linebackers. You can make your way on the field some of those things. I get that. But if you're choosing it because of depth chart, you got your priorities out of whack, man. I always tell this. I used to speak to certain groups. High school groups and groups of parents of kids are going through it and stuff like this. And I always say this, man, go where it feels right to you. Don't choose it because of the coach. Don't choose it because of the depth chart. You know, you really don't choose because of the major. What percentage of kids change majors in college? Did you change majors at all?
Did I change majors?
Yeah.
Yes, once.
Okay. So if you'd have chosen a school A because they have a great, what was your first major?
I wanted to save the world, and I came down as an environmental and natural resources major.
Okay.
And it was way too hard, so I'm a history major now.
Right. So if you chose that school based upon, man, they're environmental, blah, 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 whatever.
Natural resources.
Natural resources. This is an unbelievable department here.
Mm-hmm.
And you change majors, then you made the wrong choice. Because you don't know how their maybe the history program is great at Clemson too. I'm sure it is. You made the wrong choice. You shouldn't pick it because of a major. You should pick it because when you step on that campus, it just feels right. This is where I belong.
100%.
This is my I see myself here. I see myself growing here. That's the reason. Not coach, uniform, stadium, because you play on TV. Because none of that. It should feel right to you. And once you get that feeling, then make all that other stuff, make it work for you. Anyway, I have a coach on hold right now. I'd recognize the phone number. So he'll tell us about it after a short break. And I will give you this. I'll give you some of these text messages people are talking about here, too. I'm on Granger Nissan of Anderson.com right now. Mr. Or 24, the stock report there says 422 vehicles are currently on their lot. The stock report says right now 281. They've gone up. They've got... It was 205 or something the other day. They've got a ton of brand new cars in this week. Awesome looking 2019 Altimas. Awesome looking SUVs. Awesome looking trucks with great deals on the 18 still. With wonderful service, wonderful financing. The award-winning models that they keep putting out. The great versatility of all these models. And more than that, the unbelievable inventory. 422 cars and trucks and SUVs to look at right now. Go to Granger Nissan of Anderson.com, 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. Call them at 324-0650. Angelo, hang on, buddy. I see you on hold. I'm coming to you. Short break, more right after this.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
A mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Hurry into Bojangles for your choice of a 4-piece chicken supreme snack or a 2-piece chicken dinner for just $3.99 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Herpes and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Hey, my friends, Absolute Waste Management want to do what you don't want to do. You don't want to mess with getting rid of those bulky unwanted items like old furniture and appliances and construction debris and yard waste. You don't want to deal with evictions or garages or attics or rental properties or estate foreclosures, liquidations. You don't want to clean up those barns. If you wanted to, you'd have done it by now. And you want to get rid of it, but you don't want to mess with it. It's too big. You can't do it. You don't have the right trucks to get it out of there. They do. Locally owned, locally operated. Absolute Waste Management with no hidden fees, straightforward pricing. No job is too big. No job is too small. Let them take care of it for you. Clean that mess up. Don't put it off until tomorrow. Schedule it today. Get rid of the junk, the debris, the clutter. It's easy. For a free quote today, call or text 864-266-7131, 266-7131, or you can go to AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com, Absolute Waste Management, AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com. If you wanted to do it, Zach, or you'd have done it by now. Instead of sitting over there getting all messy and your wife's getting all over you about how bad it is. Let's get to our Northland Communication phone lines. My good friend Angelo checks in with us here on a Friday. Good morning, Angelo. How you doing, buddy?
Nick, what's up, man?
Not much, buddy. You doing okay?
I wanted you to know, I'm sitting here in Columbia as an assistant principal. I'm going to get to why I called that in a minute. With my brand new 2018 National Championship purple quarter zip. And it just feels good, man.
You know what I say this too up here? Even though it's going to be like 48 today, it feels like 80, man. And my hot dogs and hamburgers taste like steak and lobster now. It just feels so good now.
This zip up is incredible, and but the orange is what a time to be alive, man.
Nice.
I also want to tell you, man, I just had my son. You know, I know you got your boy coming up. So I've got two girls, and just had a boy about 6 weeks ago, and I'm just so happy for you, man. It's awesome. What a blessing.
Everybody healthy? Everybody good?
Everybody's great, man.
Awesome.
Everybody's so good.
Great.
I'm going to, too. I heard yesterday that a guy called in. You know, Chad still needs his own segment. So I hope he's listening and he can, get his own segment sometime. But I want to tell you, you know, you talked about, I know an administrators and I know your wife and stuff. But, the thing that gets me is not only the, what you call the parents, and I work, I'm an assistant principal at elementary school, is it's the teacher's fault. But my favorite one is, you know, you'll call them when you say they hit somebody, stab somebody, pencil, and they say, well, why are you calling me? Well, why not?
Yeah, why are you calling?
You know, do you want your kid to get hit? You know, do you want your kid to get stabbed with a pencil? Yeah. You know, do you want your kid to get pushed down? You know, so that's probably my favorite. Is what? Why are you calling me?
Yeah.
You know, why not?
It's always somebody else's fault.
Yeah. And then they say, yeah, well, you know, and then the teacher's fault is, like you said, you know, you're friends with all these people. That happens a lot, man. And it's just sometimes you just got to sit there and shake your head and just, I'm going to call you.
Well,
you know,
what gets me, and you know that when we're talking about the same, because we hang out the same people at tailgates, you know, the college professor friends of ours get that. Why'd you give my daughter a D? What do you mean, why did I give her a D? That's what she made on the test.
Yeah.
That's what she made on the projects. That's what she made on the papers. Yeah. I didn't give her a D. She gave herself a D. But that's a college kid. That's not an elementary school kid. Anyway, why did you give
my son? I appreciate all y'all do, and when does the baby do?
February 19th, buddy. About 2.5 more weeks. Looking forward to 3 weeks.
February 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What y'all name your son?
All the time. God's good, man.
What'd you name your son?
Wynn. Wynn.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, he's 2-0. Got Notre Dame win and Bama win.
Wynn is 2-0. So, two wins.
He's also.
Two great wins.
Hey, all we do is win, right?
That's right. Congratulations, buddy. Thanks for checking in with us.
Hey, thanks, man. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too, buddy. Texture, and this is a good point. Texture says, when it comes to college ball, I think there's a reason behind it makes sense. A guy might leave Clemson because he's not the best player at his position, but he truly wants to play, not getting playing time because it's not the best player, so he'll go to school where he can find playing time. And then there's other guys that leave thinking they deserve to play. They should have been on the field. They were the best, and they're being held back. It's hard to know which one is a lot of times. I'll tell you this. The player might try to – the mom and dad always think the player is good enough to play. But oftentimes the player himself knows. You know? You can try to fool people. You can try to say it's the coach's fault, it's the assistant's fault, it's the I'm better than that guy ahead of me. But really deep down, you know, your teammates know it. I will tell you this, Mr. Orr 24, Jack Leg Tonto, King Asami. Coaches aren't in the business of playing the worst player. Now, they also aren't in the business of just playing your son or playing your daughter.
What level are we talking about?
Every.
They're not in the business of that?
I'm sorry. Not in the NFL. Not in the NFL. But coaches, now, at the littlest league level, we got some saying Pendleton Rec, every kid has to play at least 10 plays in Little League football. And you know what? You should have to play.
That's fine.
In Little League football, you should have to play at least 10 plays.
That's fine. It's about learning the game and having fun.
Right. And learning adversity and learning how to compete and how to team. Yes, absolutely. You should do that. An inning or two in basketball. I coached a 15 and under team, and every kid got to play.
How many innings are in basketball?
An inning of baseball, I should say. I coached a little league, 15 and under team in basketball, and every kid had to play.
Yep.
We played them more than what average kid had to play just because, you know, everybody, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not doing it. Now we won, and we're going to continue to win.
But our threats from the bench that, Tommy, we're going to take you out if you don't pick it up here, we're just completely ignoring because he knew he could play for 10 minutes.
I was standing on the side, and I'd go, move!
Tommy! You're a liability on defense!
Have you seen the videos where the guy goes out and takes the pitcher out?
Yeah.
And those are good. Those are really good. But once you get to high school, that's a fair.
Yeah.
Once you get to high school, coaches aren't in the business of playing the worst player. Nor are they in the business of being so blind that they can't see what only you see. See, because you're the blind one. You're the biased one.
Yeah.
That our little son, our little daughter's never done anything wrong. I used to love this conversation. How'd your son do in a game tonight? Well, he got the loss. He umpire was 3-2 count. He threw one right in the outside corner. He called a ball, and this guy hit a 2-run home run, and they beat him 2-0. Like, how, you gave it the home run. He, yeah, it was the umpire, man. It was 3-2. It was on the outside corner. I was sitting behind the plate. He missed the call. How did he do? He went 8 of 13 passing, but they had 5 drops, and the one ball was tipped by the wide receiver, and the cornerback picked it off and took it, and they got pick 6, lost the game in overtime. Now, the wide receiver's dad says, mm-hmm. How'd they do? Hey, man, my son made a great play to get his hands on this ball. It was way overthrown. But the ball's tipped and they lost it in overtime. So it all depends on the set of goggles that you're looking through, no doubt about that. Speaking of your own segment, Chad in Columbia, 654 Roar. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Good. I'm a little concerned, though, that my tax dollars in the Midlands are going to Angelo being able to call in. You know, it's just first we need to be at school.
It's 6:55. He's not really on the clock yet, I hope. He's always on the clock, but he's not.
Nick,
really.
I'm on a couple different tax chains with Angelo. To hear him talk about school, you would act like he's a brain surgeon, dude. I think it's unbelievable. We give him such a hard time. But anyways, Nick, I was reflecting on some stuff. I had a long drive this morning, and so just reflecting on – I got an ambulance past me now, by the way. But anyways, Nick, reflecting on just the season and everything. And I remember – I don't know if you told the story or Ben Milstead or what, but somehow Ben Milstead got into the, I guess, coach's private, like, you know, meeting room, and you know, he was looking at the recruiting board, basically, and he saw – Christian Wilkins' name up there, and his name was circled, I guess, yeah. For defensive ends, defensive tackles. And, you know, somebody asked him, or maybe Ben Milstead said, well, why is that name circled? He's the difference between winning the national championship or not. And so, you know, looking back on that story when I heard it, and, you know, seeing that, you know, Christian went 55-4, won the Campbell Trophy, unanimous All-American, you know, consensus All-American, and just the leadership, the unbelievable effort, and you know, seeing him get, you know, emotional after the game, you know, you start to wonder, is he one of the best Tigers of all time? And so it's just incredible the difference, you know, because Alabama recruits on even a higher level, but it seems like we've done an incredible job since Dabo Swinney's been here on hitting on kids that give that type of effort. And you know, just to think about Christian's story, I mean, he graduates early. He could have gone pro, maybe been a first rounder, but decided to come back because he didn't like the way his junior year ended. And I mean, you just look, compare that to the kids that are leaving early and sitting out of bowl games. I mean, you know, and so yesterday or the other day when Steven called in, and you know, y'all kind of joking about, you know, Clemson or Trevor or Watson. Nick, I'm going to throw a name out there, Drake Wilkins-Flyler, because. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a college player, you know, live up to, you know, that feeling of, hey, he's the difference between a national title or not than Christian Wilkins did. So, you know, if you want to name somebody after someone that, you know, embodies what, you know, being great is all about, I mean, dude, Wilkins is just incredible. Just want to get your thoughts on that, and I'll handle it.
Be careful in your long ride today. We now have another official entry into the middle name. Drake Wilkins Pollard.
You haven't picked one yet.
No, Drake Christian Pollard.
This was your idea, wasn't it? Or this was your job?
It's not my idea, it's my job.
Yeah.
But how about that? Drake Christian Pollard, Drake Wilkins Pollard. You like it?
I love it.
We have an official entry. And what we're going to do is when I'm going to come out on the day as born, with the first pick in the middle name draft, we select now. Good stuff, man. The single most unique player, not the most important, not the best player, as important and quite frankly, as valuable, as good a player at his position. Not the most, but one of the most unique and one of the most important figures in Clemson football history. Agree?
100%.
And isn't that the way to put it?
As simple as that, yes.
Yeah. And the guy that got the most out of his college experience, he wrung that college experience. He got the most out of it he could. Hey, speaking of getting the most out of it you can, do your taxes with the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. The Patterson's Tax Service can do your taxes for you now in a complicated tax year. I was reading about tax stuff the other day and getting all my tax stuff up and all the changes and what the code looks like now and all these different scenarios that are out there now. This is the most complicated. This is the biggest tax changes since 86. You're going to need someone on your side. I suggest these great men and women at the Patterson's Tax Service. They're open tomorrow. If you're an all day, every day, weekday guy or girl, whatever, they're open tomorrow. Go by and see them in Pendleton, 859-8289, hour number 2 after.